new hair color. Wait, I feel like I'm gonna have a glare in my glasses. Am I? But no, still, new hair color. We a whole brand new person. We just went and got the nails done. One and only, the Lit to the Bell Mimi Nava, and you're watching the Lit to the Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish. All right. So, I had to go live a little life to come back and give you some. I've really been busy. I've been working, and I'm not telling you where I work, because you know. And I've just been doing what I do, what I know. Also figuring something out with myself because, you know, growth is not a linear thing. It's like an up, down, round, around type of situation. But, as y'all know, like, I love to sit and make content, but I had to stop and realize that I'm more than just creating stuff and doing stuff for y'all. And that's what I want to get into because I didn't really realize that, you know, sometimes your life, not behind the camera or not behind your working space or just in your working space, those times are also just as valuable. So I kind of felt irritated because I couldn't really come up with a talk about. And y'all know me, I'm not gonna sit up here and do what everybody else is doing. I want to do something that I resonate with, because if I resonate with it, y'all resonate with it, because honestly, I don't have the subscribers I have and the views I have off of things I don't resonate with. Let's just say that. Let's just say that right now. So I was like, okay, so we need to get it together. I know when I left you all, I was talking about the journey I had with my body image and my body update. Still dealing with those things, but I decided to find healthier things for me because I feel like when I feel better, when I do right to my body, I will feel better. That's just it. You know, that's not the case for everybody. But I've been taking time to just worry about the in-between time from project to project. And that it's also okay to work on other people's dreams. I don't think people realize that. Because I'm still working and I'm still doing things with other people and collaborating with other people. And working with other great creators and other great entities. So I got very discouraged when I was like, okay. I got so focused on what I could do with my talents, and I was subjecting myself to that really to a sense where it's like I had no depth. I would get mad if I was behind my schedule, quote unquote. Now I have a schedule planned for the whole month, planned out for my, you know, everything. When it comes to content, because I want my content to be intentional. But also, I lose the beauty in the fact that I should create things based off of what I'm feeling and what I'm doing, what resonates with me. So my words are genuine, my actions are genuine. Everything you see in this video is genuine, you know? So I was hosting a panel, and curating, as I say, a panel. And one of the creators said, who was a filmmaker, so great, so dope. And one of my goals this year, well, one of my goals for my academic year is to make a film. Now, will it be done before this year? I don't know. Because she said something so important to where I kind of didn't feel as much as in haste, but I felt more so relieved to really take my time to embrace every process. Especially the hardest process, which is the start. So she said that you are more than just your talents. Even when you're not creating, you're still a creative, or you're still an artist. Whatever you want to label yourselves, you're still a creative, even when you're not creating. And it really, it hit me. It really hit me, you know? I was like, dang, that's crazy. Because that week I was so just busy with everything, with work, with catering to the orgs that I love and that I'm committed to, but also my schoolwork, because I'm definitely like a huge scholar. I do schoolwork, I'm very passionate about classes. So it was really hard to realize, like, am I just letting my dream go? Am I just letting everything slip away from me? Oh my gosh, I didn't make a video today. Oh my gosh, I'm not a creative. I'm a horrible creative. I'm this. And it was so destructive, because who said that I wasn't a creative? Because I have content there for people to see until I'm able to make content again, until I'm available to come back and make a video, or come back and write an article, come back and just cater to the brand, come back and be the face of the brand that I've created for myself. And I realized that I have done so much underneath that if I miss 1 or 2 days, it's not going to be the end of the world, you know? And I've been working on a lot of other projects as well that, you know, eventually everyone will get to see within this month or the next. And I'm honestly very proud about all of those. And honestly, like, this month is always the busiest month of the year for me. So I prevented this happening because I was like, oh, let me prep the whole month in advance. And I said, I have all videos done for this month by the 18th. Child, it is the 29th. We ain't got enough. Nope. So I honestly was just like, okay, some things, I can't do everything. And I have to realize and accept that I can't do everything when I feel like it should be done, because there's a power over me that's like, well, maybe we need you right now. Maybe we have other things for you to do that's kind of at more priority. Other people need you right now. Other people are depending on you right now to do what you've been doing for yourself or for them. And I'll reward you tenfold. And so far, I have been rewarded. I have learned so many things that I wouldn't have if I was just like, nope. Got it from today. Bye. I've learned so many lessons that honestly I can take and pour back into myself and pour into my brand and put my own unique spin on them. I've learned so many things within this month. So much wisdom, so much empowerment from people in the industry. And I'm just so glad to say that I have started my career within this industry. It may not have been in what I wanted to at first, initially, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the things that I'm learning and doing, and I'm able to just, those lessons that I'm learning, know what to do when it's time for me to be in that phase of my career. And I think what people don't realize is that when you're at the beginning stage of your career, sometimes that brand, that dream, it's not gonna be put on the back burner. It's just that there's some things you gotta learn before you can go back to your brand or your platform and be like, all right, so I've taken all this, learned all this, done all this, and now I have the knowledge to make myself better as a brand, as a person, as an entrepreneur. But not even that, but just learn how I want to do things. I don't think you realize that when you learn things from other creatives and other people in the industry, it's not meant to go back and copy. It's meant to go back and see what aligns with you. Now, of course, when you're working with other people, sometimes what aligns with you is not always what is the collective decision. So when you get that, you get inspiration off of that, and you're like, okay, cool, let me run back and do this with myself, do this. And that's the beauty of not creating, is that you're learning, you're listening, you're absorbing energy around you, the environment, the words, everything. You learn so much sometimes when you're not creating. I believe it or not, people be like, oh, you learn so much while you're creating this, while you're creating the film, while you're writing this and stuff. That's very true. But people downplay the time you're not creating, you're not drafting, you're not writing, you're not doing the storyboards. Some people downplay the nothing era. I like to call it an era, but like, they like to downplay the nothing era. The, I just got out of something 3 to 6 months ago, haven't created anything since because just don't personally feel like it. I just want to enjoy, you know, my life. And there's nothing wrong with it. Don't downplay that portion of your life because it's needed. You have to live life. You have to do things that people do, humans do. And people realize that you can also get so much off of just that because your experiences are your own. Your experiences are your own. So you know, I just think that we live in a time where we have to see, like, everybody that we're seeing is doing every single day. And it's just like, now let's be realistic, y'all. They only post when they're doing it. They don't mean they do it every day. You know, and it's just, sometimes they do it every day. Sometimes you get in that phase, in that mode where you're doing it every single day, day in, day out. You're hustling, you know, you're doing everything you need to do. But there's some parts of the time where you sit, you rest, you absorb, you take in what you've done. Because how do you think people get better? They can't just do and all the time, and they're not sitting back, reflecting on themselves, absorbing the stuff that they've done, stuff that they've seen, stuff that they've heard. So you have to be very constant to realizing that there's a time when you can stop and you can not create, not do whatever is your hobby or your goal, your career. Some people's careers, of course, are not as flexible to just start, stop, and, you know, have the intermittent, like, you know, pauses in their career. Some people's careers are go, but there's such a thing as you have vacation. Just because you on vacation and you're not in the office or whatever else does not mean that you're less of whatever career that you've chosen or whatever path you've chosen. You're still that. You're just not doing anything right now. Does not mean that you devalue all of your previous work. And I had to realize and be like, wow, okay, that's cool. That's dope. So as I say this to everyone, because all my friends are creatives, so as I say this to any and everyone, if you right now feel like you can't come up with that idea, or you're not doing so good with obtaining material that, you know, you're usually quote-unquote passionate about, you're not going to be 100% right all the time, you know? You're not going to pass every test. You're not going to make 100 on every test, and if you do, congratulations, it's great, it's wonderful. But you know, there are going to be some times where things are just not going your way and things are not being executed as you envision. But take that, accept that, and know what to do, know how to improve, and know what you messed up on. And that's really just the end of it. We have to accept the things that are thrown at us, even when we don't like them. And that sounds horrible, it sounds harsh, but there are some times that we will envision or do things, expect things, and it's not what we expected. But we have to take that, understand what the underlying meaning of that was, understand what the lesson from that was, and just be like, all right, so what we're gonna do so this won't happen next time? All right, so we're gonna do so this time I'm not taking an L, but I'm doing what I envisioned to do. Okay, cool. So it's really a process. I always say, like, accept and embrace the process with open arms and a hug. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be some times where things don't go your way. But it's only to teach you, not to hurt you. And when you don't take it personal, you'll be much better off. All right, my friends, that concludes. Wow, I haven't done this in so long. I forgot what episode it was. But that concludes this episode of the Lit Southern Belle. Stay flourishing, my friends.